All right, so we've got a story from the Bible today, and I'm just going to tell it, but if you listen really hard later on, I think Arthur might be going to read this story, so we'll see. So when Jesus was on earth, there were lots of people who would follow Jesus around to hear about all the wonderful things that Jesus would say, and on this very special day, Jesus climbed up a mountain. And the people followed him, and Jesus looked, and he loved these people, and so he sat down and he taught them some very special things. And he taught them about God, and he taught them how to live God's way as God is their king. And one of the things that Jesus taught them about were blessings. And now when we think about blessings, we seem to talk about a lot the good things that happened to us. Like, oh, I felt blessed because I got this great birthday present that I've been waiting for ages and things like that. But Jesus had some surprising things to say about blessings. So we'll find out what Jesus had to say. All right. So Jesus said we are blessed if we know we will never be good enough for God because if we know that there's nothing that we can do to ever be good enough for God, then we will know that we need Jesus to save us. And, you know, when we believe in Jesus and when we trust in Jesus, then we get to be part of Jesus' kingdom with Jesus as our king. And so that's a really wonderful thing. And then Jesus said that we are blessed if... Does he look very blessed? He looks very sad to me. Jesus said we're blessed if we feel sad when we sin. Because if we feel sad when we sin, then God's forgiveness makes us feel better. You know, when we had children that were about your age and they do something wrong and they had to get punished, and then they would be really sorry and we would forgive them, and then we would have a big hug, and it was just the best thing. And you know, the Bible talks about God's forgiveness as being comforting, because it's like God gives us a big hug because he forgives us when we do wrong things. And so that's a really wonderful blessing. And then Jesus said that we're blessed if we control our feelings and care for others, because we have everything we need when we trust Jesus. And do you know what that means? That means that we don't have to have tantrums. I mean, I can't imagine any of you guys ever having a tantrum. And we don't have to try and take the biggest piece of cake for ourselves, because we know that God is going to give us everything we need and we can trust him. And we are blessed if we really want to learn how to follow God and do things his way, because he will help us to be able to do it. Isn't that wonderful? Because if we want to do things God's way, sometimes it can be really hard. But we don't have to do it on our own. Jesus said he's going to be there and he's going to help us. And Jesus said that we are blessed if we show kindness and love towards others in need, because God will show his loving kindness to us. And so do you remember the very first slide and how we had to know that we needed Jesus? And then when we know that we need Jesus, Jesus promises to help us. Well, it's the same here. And then Jesus said that we are blessed if we have a changed heart, because we will see God. And you know, Jesus has given us a wonderful promise that one day we will get to see him and God in heaven. But we also get to see God every day when we have a changed heart, because we think about all the good things that God does for us, and we see his care and we feel his love. And that's a really wonderful thing. And then Jesus said that we are blessed if we are peacemakers, because we will be called the children of God. And so we can be we can be like Jesus when we help our friends and our brothers and our sisters to get along with each other. And do you know that who do you think is the biggest, best peacemaker ever? Yeah, Jesus. Jesus was the biggest peacemaker because he made peace between us and God. And we can tell other people, we can be peacemakers when we tell other people about Jesus too. And then this is the last one. Jesus said, we are blessed if we do what is right, even if others treat us badly, because we have a home in heaven. And so if we do the wrong thing because we're being naughty, well, that's different. But if we're doing the right thing and somebody is mean to us, well, Jesus says that he knows that what we're doing, the right thing, is for him. And he says, one day you'll get to be in heaven with me and all those things will end. And so we can trust him. And so there's 8 different blessings that Jesus talked about. Are you a bit surprised by what they are? Yeah, I think it's a bit surprising, but I think they're wonderful. And so if there was one thing I wanted you to remember from this morning is this. We are blessed because Jesus loves us so much. Yeah. And if you want to know a bit more about that, I'm sure your mum and dad will be able to talk to you at home. All right, thank you.